Welcome to Shifting Mindsets for Better Health, a podcast series produced by our partners at Central Michigan University with a grant from the Children's Foundation. COVID-19 has impacted the lives of millions. Sharing information among healthcare professionals is going to be key to saving lives and improving outcomes. This podcast series brings together healthcare professionals across disciplines to share insight into the far-reaching effects this pandemic has on children, caretakers, and medical care providers.
The virus is real. The virus is killing people.
COVID-19 shined a light on vulnerable population and disparities in care for that.
The virus disproportionately affects these medical conditions by causing more morbidity or more disease.
So this is just a glaring example of the inequalities.
This episode is Physical Health Inequalities and Racism. The COVID-19 pandemic has shed a light on healthcare inequalities along lines of race and socioeconomic status. People of color have been disproportionately affected by COVID-19 in America and here in Michigan. Dr. Allison Arnold is the director of the Interdisciplinary Center for Community Health and Wellness at Central Michigan University. She begins this podcast with some statistics about COVID-19 in Michigan.
But what COVID has done, it's really laid open the fact that that universal tier isn't really so universal in most of our communities. The inequities that COVID-19 has pointed out to us, we can no longer not address. We have to address. When we look at in Michigan, over 40% of the COVID deaths that we have encountered in our state are of people of color. And yet only 14% of our population is represented by that. So 14% of our population is suffering over 40% of the deaths due to COVID-19, due to underlying conditions of chronic asthma, other chronic conditions, and so on. But also in many cases, there's the children who are living in poverty may themselves be chronically ill or disabled or have an adult in there taking care of them who is, may be experiencing housing or food insecurity. And those marginalized and disadvantaged children oftentimes are not receiving that universal tier of support. And so we have to come together as a community to really make sure that that foundation exists for all children, especially our children and families who may be marginalized, more isolated, have more difficulty with accessing these kinds of supports.
Dr. Delisha Pruitt is an associate professor of family medicine in the CMU College of Medicine and is the medical director for the Saginaw County Health Department. Dr. Pruitt has examined disparities in healthcare access in Saginaw and figured out ways to deliver healthcare to vulnerable populations during this pandemic.
I think it's really important for healthcare providers to go to the people where they are to deliver care. Sometimes there's barrier to access, which means barrier to transportation, barriers to co-pays, and people have economic vulnerability. And so some of those things block people to get into places where they need to get. For instance, most places have a time limit. So you have 15 minutes to get to your appointment or your appointment is canceled. But if I'm catching the bus and I can't control what time the bus picks me up, or if I'm waiting for a ride and I can't control what time the ride picks me up, then that person's appointment is canceled before they can even get the help that they need. So sometimes what you have to do is take the help to them in the neighborhoods. And that's what we did. We looked at the most vulnerable areas based on census tracts, and we actually set the church vaccination clinics right in those sites where people could walk to these different sites. Also, we really in America need to think about how we see medicine in general. If we feel like it's something that all people should have equal access to, and I know this is a political issue and I hate to bring it up, but everybody should have quality healthcare, food to eat, things like that. And so I think what we have to start thinking about is the way we have structured our healthcare system to make sure that we treat people who may not have as much access as others in a better light. And I think what this pandemic has shown us is that something can happen all the way across the world, and then it can start affecting us here in the United States, right? And so sometimes we say, because it's not me and not my bubble, I don't have to worry about it. But in that area, in our city, where something could be there and people don't get the help that they need, it eventually trickles out and comes to you in the first place. So it's really important for us to reconsider how we see medicine. We need to take help to the people where they are. And I think finally, I think people have a good heart and say, we want to help people who are struggling, or we want to help them. And they come up with great ideas, which is great. But the best way to help people is to ask them, what's the best way we could help you? And they can put their input on how we could better help, compared to us coming up with ideas for them. And then you see, oh, that didn't work. I wonder why. Because you didn't have full buy-in from the people that you're trying to help. So it's really important for us to really look at what COVID-19 taught us. If something is not taken care of and it's far away, it still can affect us in the future. So we need to look at some of our populations here in the United States and say, if we didn't do anything, eventually it'll affect you. So we have to start thinking about each other as Americans, as a whole, so we all can come up together.
Dr. Nicholas Haddad is an associate professor of infectious diseases in the CMU College of Medicine. He examines the worldwide perspective of the pandemic and the implications for Michigan and beyond.
The pandemic has revealed some gaps in systems, not just in the US, but across the world. It's a pandemic. Countries struggled with it in different situations. To focus on the disparities in the United States, certain groups have more prevalence of certain diseases, to call them diseases of modern society, maybe obesity. Diabetes is one of them. It's diet-based. Not every diabetic is his own fault that they have diabetes, but most of them, it's based on diet and lifestyle. And the third issue is obesity, diabetes, and high blood pressure. And as I had mentioned earlier, the virus disproportionately affects these medical conditions by causing more morbidity or more disease, and by causing more mortality or more deaths. Because these conditions are more prevalent in certain sectors of the society, you can directly infer that the virus would affect them disproportionately. This is one aspect of it, but there's also a psychosocial aspect to it. A lot of those disfranchised folks, I would say minority of people of color or whatever the description is, they're still humans and they are still living in our modern society. Many of them are psychosocially disfranchised, meaning they live by themselves or they have less than optimal housing capacity or housing venues. And with that, lack of support, lack of somebody to look after them, lack of adequate venues at home, they would be disproportionately affected with poorer outcomes, obviously. Luckily, we have a strong medical system that helps them. They call 911, somebody picks them up. This is tremendous in the United States. It's a beautiful support system. But be that as it may, at home they may have less support than would other more affluent or people with more resources. The solution to disparities is beyond COVID. What COVID did was unroof certain aspects of it. But certainly after COVID, I believe that closing gaps is critical, and by that is reaching out to the disfranchised, educating the minorities, providing resources for them to improve. And it's not just financial. If you need to improve somebody, you need to educate them on how to get there and not just give them the money, because if they have the resources without the education, they would spend the money in the same way they've always done. So part of it is lifestyle modifications, sticking with better diets, picking up more activity, being healthier, smoking less, using less drugs, using less alcohol, vaping less. I mean, there are so many things we do in modern society that I can tell you more rudimentary societies or less developed societies just do not have. And from that perspective, they are healthier. Societies who have less obesity, societies who walk more, societies who do not use drugs and alcohol because it's just more expensive or they don't have access to it, these are healthier than our folks in the U.S. who do those things. So this is why lifestyle modifications and education are critical in closing gaps, healthcare disparity gaps.
Dr. Pruitt examined some reasons why COVID-19 had a greater impact on people of color and has some suggestions on how to improve healthcare in these populations.
There were some underlying factors that contributed to vulnerable populations having increased numbers of COVID-19. One was that they were more likely to be in jobs that had a lot of interaction with people, those frontline jobs, to work in grocery stores, to work in hospitals, to work in different places that had a lot of interaction with people. So that puts people at risk. Second of all, a lot of times people have access issue to healthcare that I just talked about. I've done a lot of research on if people feel comfortable and welcome going to their healthcare system, they will or they'll start to try to stay home to try to remedy it by themselves instead of going into the healthcare system. At times, they won't want to pay a copay of some sort because of this economic vulnerability. There's people who have Medicaid who have access to healthcare, but there are some people out there who have high deductible plans who won't access healthcare unless they absolutely have to because it's cash pay all the way up to a very high number. And so those people, even though they may have a job, they have substandard healthcare. So that is something that blocked people from getting the help when they needed it and they stayed home. And then finally, I would say that chronic health conditions were another thing that put minority people at risk. And so we're talking about hypertension, diabetes, chronic heart disease, obesity. And so we have to think about what makes people more at risk for these things. And some of it definitely is diet. Some of it definitely is exercise. Some of it definitely is how much green space they have in their community. Some people don't even have access to fresh fruits and vegetables. We have a food desert here in our city. You'll see a lot of fast food restaurants in different places, but no place to buy an orange or apple if you need it. And so kids are growing up eating certain types of foods. And so what we need to do within COVID-19 and after COVID-19 is to start to educate. We want to talk about things like the plate. What should be on the plate? Half of the plate should be non-starchy vegetables. A quarter of the plate should be lean meats. A quarter of the plate would be whole grains. And so when we teach this, this would be helpful. Also, growing up as an African-American young lady on the south side of our town, and our town was highly segregated. One side was Black, one side was white. When I grew up as a kid, I never saw anybody walking after dinner or whatever. So I moved to an area in our county that was different from the area where I grew up. And I would look outside after dinner and I'm like, what are these people doing? You know? So I went out there one day and just asked the lady, why are you walking after dinner every day? Like, I've never seen people do that. And she said, I've always been taught like you walk after dinner because it helps your food go down. And I was like, really? I've never heard that before. And so it was a whole different, like a mind shift saying, I tell my husband, maybe we should start walking after dinner. Just because I thought, what a great idea. You know, it's a nice day outside. Why not take a walk? But that's not anything that I ever saw happen in my neighborhood. So those are the small things that I think if we could just plant seeds right now to say, these chronic diseases put you at risk. So let's decrease the risk by doing some small things. Let's think about the plate. Let's start walking after dinner. And let's see what we can do after that.
Dr. George Cacano is the Vice President for Health Affairs and Dean of the College of Medicine at Central Michigan University. Dr. Cacano hopes we use the lessons learned from the pandemic to improve healthcare in Michigan and America.
I think this pandemic just pointed out to more of a systemic issue we have in healthcare, like we have with many other social issues in this country. These are healthcare disparities and social injustice. So this was a symptom of a larger systemic issue. that we are facing, whether it's racial inequities, access to care, or others. Well, I think this is lesson learned. We should use this as a trigger point or as a tipping point in here to fix a broken system. I understand this country is divided politically at this point, but this is not the time to play politics. That's a pandemic affecting everyone, young and old, men and women, across party lines, across ethnic groups. And obviously we have social inequities in this country that have been exacerbated by this pandemic because of vaccine distribution, access, or other issues. This is absolutely not the time to play politics. What we learn as a country with resources, as all of us live in a place we're fortunate to have resources, we have a very poor or lack of means for investments in our public health system. Public health is about prevention. Public health is about mitigating risk, whether it's childhood obesity or firearms or infections or lead poisoning or name it. We have, as a country, we invest almost 20% of our GDP in healthcare. We take care of the sick. We pay little attention for prevention. I think lessons learned from this one, we should be investing in education, prevention, create a strong public health system to prevent disease or mitigate illnesses when they come before they become pandemic or endemic. This is not going to be the last virus that we're going to be faced with, but we have to be better prepared and shift some of our investments to prevention than treating the sick.
The inequalities in healthcare access affect everyone. The COVID-19 pandemic highlighted where gaps in the healthcare system are in Michigan, America, and in the world. We all pay when our healthcare system does not work for everyone, and it is up to us to fix these inequalities for the future. Thank you to Drs. Allison Arnold, Delisha Pruitt, Nicholas Haddad, and George Cacano for providing their expertise in physical health inequalities and racism. To find out about our other podcasts, go to med.cmich.edu/shiftingmindsets. The Shifting Mindsets for Better Health podcast series is a production of the College of the Arts and Media, the College of Medicine, and the Interdisciplinary Center for Community Health and Wellness at Central Michigan University. Executive producer and host is Dr. Heather Polinsky. Interview recording and editing by Mr. Michael Potter. Produced by Drs. Judy Blabia, Allison Arnold, and John Lowry. Funded by a grant from the Children's Foundation